Okay, you guys usually get an introduction with Nate's show, but you don't get that here. So go ahead and fire some questions. I'll be glad to take them.
Talk about the halftime adjustment.
Well,
your mood at halftime and what?
Yeah. You know, the kids are going to follow the lead of the coaches. And we went in, and normally I don't talk to the kids until we go up before the second half. I called them all together as the staffs were making adjustments. And I just told him, I said, listen, we played very poorly. We can't play any worse. Let's face it. We played very poor football in the first half. But we can win this game. And we will win this game if you keep your poise, you stay calm. Let's talk about the technical things that we need to correct and straighten out here at the half. And we'll be fine. If you just believe in each other like I think you do, then we'll be okay. It's going to be hard. I thought Iowa State played extremely well. I'm very impressed with Iowa State. I think Iowa State is Kansas about 5 years ago. They play hard. They play tough. Their coaches are sticklers for discipline and detail. They are us about 4 or 5 years ago, and I respect that. But I told the kids, hey, you know, just stay calm. Let's find out. Let's talk about it. And the coaches got together with them and made adjustments. The kids, for being down 20-0, I thought they were calm to begin with. There was no panic in them. I think they felt like, geez, we're really not playing well. We're stinking it up, and we got to straighten this out. And they did. They stayed nice and, you know, they stayed poised. I'm very proud of them for that. There was no panic. I think when that happens, when you play on the road in this conference and play a good football team, you can't panic if things are not going right. So I think we got a chance to have a decent football team if we keep that demeanor.
Are there times when the team doesn't play well in the first half and you don't go the calm route?
No, I usually do. I'm tougher at halftime, and our coaches are usually if we're winning. And we don't think that we're underachieving, but this was not the. We just played so poorly that we just needed to gather ourselves up, and the last thing kids want to be told is that they're doing a lousy job when they know it. I mean, what? And I, you know, I didn't break any records for coaching in the first half either, so you don't beat the guys up. You don't. That's not the approach that we take here. We're tough on them. At the right times, they're more inclined that you get an earful in a meeting room or on the practice field than they are at halftime.
Did Iowa State three straight 3-and-outs to start the game, and they get 2 turnovers? What was Iowa State doing to be able to force the tempo?
I'd say they did a nice job. I like some of the things they did in the past game. I noticed all week that in their first 4 games, they were close to getting things going. They were just a step short here, you know, misfire there, and I felt that probably they made good work of their week off. You can see that. By the same token, I thought we did in some areas too, but they really, they really have some talented kids, and they're a team to be reckoned with in the future in this conference.
Can you talk about the comeback, the turnaround of Jake Sharp, so to speak?
Well. Jake, let me tell you, Jake Sharp is a guy that we never, ever intended him to be a guy to carry the load here. He is a guy that's supposed to get 10 carries a game, throw him a couple passes, be a change-up guy. He has been forced to be the guy, and I kind of felt that way for the last week or so that he is the guy that's best suited right now, under the circumstances, to be our main running back. And I never told him that. We didn't start him today because we didn't want to put any extra pressure on him. But that is something that's been in the back of my mind, and I went with my instincts, and I'm glad that I did. I think that Jake can be a guy that carries the load. He needs some help, and that's where Angus and Jock come in. He needs some help, but he wants to. he's a tenacious guy. You know, he's not a big guy, but he's got a lot of fight in him. And I like the way he ran the ball today. I like the way he caught the ball. I like the way he blocked. He played his tail off. He wants to prove. He's a prideful guy. He wants to prove he can do the job. And everything he did today leads me to believe that he can, and he will.
Mark, it's 28-26. They missed the two. 7.5 minutes to go. And I'm thinking, you know, it's time to milk the clock a little bit. You go right down and score. You just talk about keeping that attack mentality at that point.
Yeah, we have to, Blair. As part of the makeup of our football team, you know, we tell the kids all the time, you know, that, you know, you got to be aggressive, whether it's defense, offense, upfield players, aggressive. And you can't get in your play calling and, you know, we're going to try to sit on this thing. In my career, I've always noticed that when I've tried to sit on things, things blow up. When you have that go-get-em mentality, that attack mentality, the kids keep their edge. They've got that mindset to be aggressive. And it worked out. Sometimes it backfires, but you know, it's just like I just felt like our kids were feeling good and had momentum, and we needed to go for it on a couple of fourth downs rather than kick a field goal. Is it risky? Yeah, it's risky to make that call, but you got a feeling for your kids, your players. You know how they're, you know them. Listen, the only people that know those players better than me are their parents. I'm with them every day. I know how they think. I know their mindset. And you could see that they wanted to keep moving the ball. They wanted to keep going. So you got to know the mentality of your team. Sometimes you have aggressive kids. Sometimes you don't. When you don't, these press conferences aren't much fun.
The defensive turnaround between the two halves, is that more technical or more will than anything else?
No, there were some technical adjustments made by our defensive staff. There were some things I thought we were a little cautious. In the secondary, our kids do not want to get beat over the top. Maybe that's because I've kept saying for 2 weeks, don't get beat over the top. So, you know, they said, well, okay, we're not going to get beat over the top. We're going to let them catch hitches all day and try to tackle them. Well, that doesn't work either. You know, and getting beat on the smash route, you know. so, coaching's overrated, as you can see. They're getting better. They're getting better. Hey, we've got some young kids here that we're going through growing pains with, but as long as they're willing to work hard and keep trying, we're going to keep coaching them.
Did you guys have to do anything with Jake the last couple of weeks to keep his morale up?
No, he's a competitor. Shoot, he ain't going to go around feeling bad for himself. No way. He's not cut from that cloth. He's a competitive, prideful young man. No way. I thought that he's gone harder. I thought he's worked harder. I think he's practiced harder, and that's hard to do because he practices hard. He wants to do it. There's something to be said for a guy like him.
Hands team needs to get their hands on the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, Blair, I'm not proud of that moment. We did not handle that well. We should have been on the attack, and we didn't. We waited for the ball to come to us, and that was not good. We will address that promptly.
Hey, is there a difference in intensity, Big 12 versus non-conference? I mean, I'm just wondering when you guys came out and they took it to you. And you're on the road, full house.
Yeah.
Big 12.
Blair. I mean, there's no question that the kids, our players, I can't speak for everybody. They get a little extra bounce in their step. For conference play, you know, these are teams that they play year in and year out. They're familiar with them. They understand the importance of the games in terms of conference standings. That's why I was a little disappointed to some degree that we didn't come out sharp in the beginning. But I want to give credit to Iowa State. They did a really good job in the beginning of the game, and you know, we made adjustments and things like that to get it turned around. But credit to Iowa State.
Like, if we want to get players, last question.
Like Wade Rivera did today.
Yeah, you know, without watching the tape, I thought Mike played pretty well. I really did. I think that he really had great enthusiasm out there. I saw him chasing the ball, making plays, and I thought that. And Mike has a lot of pride, and he's responded in a positive manner. And I wouldn't expect anything less from him. He did. He know, Mike knows what needs to be done, and I thought he did today what he had to do.
Did you switch to Hatch and Spikes? What went into that
yeah.
decision?
Well, Hatchie has been he's really progressing at a faster pace. We really like Jeff. Jeff's a fine player. Young guy like Hatch, a little bit of growing pains. But Hatchie is progressing a little faster because he's probably a little bit quicker afoot. So he protects the backside a little bit better right now than Jeff does. But Jeff is doing well. It's not so much a knock on Jeff as it is a positive about Jeremiah. You know, it's not that Jeff isn't doing well. It's just that Hatch really is progressing at a fast pace, and his quick feet allow him to really get good sets out there at the back of the quarterback.